Blog Talk Radio.
Are listening right now to the fastest growing radio show in the South. I am your host, Frank Williams. This is the Frank Williams Show. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. And I want to thank my online listeners. I know on yesterday I talked about if you were online and listening to the show live online, then I ask that you guys, and the new people who didn't hear this on yesterday, who are online, who are listening to the show right now, there was a huge spike in people who are following the show. And that comes from, if you are online listening to the show, there's an icon there that says, follow this show. Okay, click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. And after I made that announcement on yesterday, I saw a huge spike in people who were following the show. And that's where it comes from. So thank you guys for doing that. And those who didn't do it on yesterday, who are listening online right now, again, go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. And I do appreciate each and every one of you guys. All right. And again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am Frank Williams. Hey, again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And please, I see there are more people joining the show right now. I know my subject today has, interest. And I usually have big interest when I talk about this type of thing. Before I get into the show, today's weather is, we're at 41 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high of 53 today, a low of 44 tonight. Friday, we're looking at a high of 54, a low of 45. And Saturday, a high of 55, low 42 with rain. So we're looking at rain on Saturday. No snow, guys. I know there are people talking about snow on yesterday and all this rigmarole, but no snow in the forecast right now. All right? So 818-301-5834. And today's word of the day is dross, D-R-O-S-S, dross. And dross is a noun, and it means the scum that forms on the surface of molten metal. I don't know what molten metal is. I know what metal is, but I don't know what molten metal is. But there's whatever it is. There's dross is the scum that forms on the surface of molten metal. The second meaning is waste or foreign matter, impurity. Okay, something that is base, trivial, or inferior. That's dross. And that last meaning, something that is base, trivial, or inferior, kind of runs into our episode for today. Something that is base, trivial, or inferior. That is dross. And today's episode is entitled, "What's the Mindset of a Man or a Woman That Wants to Become a Woman or a Man?" Okay, and I want to discuss this mindset because people asking me, what makes a straight man or a straight woman whom all of a sudden wants to become a woman or wants to become a man? And I don't know the answer to this question, okay? And I know the people that asked me to talk about this, some of them are listening to the show right now. And I know there are women and men who are not straight anymore listening to the show. I just want to let you guys know that I'm not a gay basher. I'm not a lesbian basher. See, I call men who are homosexuals gay. I call women who are homosexuals lesbian. All right? I am not a basher of you guys. I just don't want your lifestyle around me or my family. Okay? And that's my choice. Right? You have your choice. I have my choice. I don't want your lifestyle around me or my family. So, and if you guys don't want to listen to the show anymore, that's fine. Go about your way. That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it because that's the way I am. That's who I am. I grew up in a society in the 70s, early 80s that frowned upon the gay and lesbian lifestyle. Now, it's not as popular as it is today, because I think today these lifestyles are starting to dominate our society. Okay, and the reason I say they're starting to dominate our society, because it seems like everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, when you're around a group of people, there's someone in there, some guy in there who's a punk. There's some woman in there who's a lesbian or likes women. Okay, and it's just growing faster and faster, like weeds in a garden. This lifestyle is growing faster and faster in America. And in America, it seems like we are the only nation, country, that embraces this lifestyle or allows this lifestyle to flourish in this country. I know we say we're a free country and you're able to express your whatever, but I don't believe that when this thinking was adopted way back when, that this was part of the thinking. Okay, this type of lifestyle started in Asia, that's where thou started, the homosexuality started way back. I mean, it didn't start 50 years ago. Let me put it like that. It started way back in BC. And now it's come to where we are today as far as America's concerned. Now, going back to our episode, what's the mindset of a man? Okay, I'm not going to talk about women right now. What's the mindset of a man, a straight man, that wants to become a woman? I can't fathom straight man, a man that's been with women and, maybe 25, 30 years old. And now all of a sudden, and I say all of a sudden because, you've been with women. Now all of a sudden you want to be with men. What happened? What was the turning point where you were in line with gay men, with straight men? What was the turning point where you looked around the corner and you said, okay, I don't think I want to be with women anymore. I want to be with men. And what makes a straight man want to take on another man? I just don't get the mindset. Okay, something chemically may happen in your body or whatever. Okay, that may be it. But someone needs to explain to me, how does a man, after being with women, okay, we thought he was straight. He gets to be 25, 30 years old, and all of a sudden you see him in the street, and he's a punk. He's gay. He's maybe wearing, women clothes, maybe, walking and talking funny, may change his hair and wearing makeup now and all this stuff. What happened? Did you drink something? Did you eat something? I mean, what happens to these men? And then what makes a man who's been with women want to lay up with another man? A man that has the same sexual organs that you do. What makes that work? What makes that happen? I wish somebody could tell me what makes that happen. 818-301-5834. And then what makes a woman, a straight woman, that's been with men, who has been with men all her life, not all her life, but since she started being with men, maybe 15, you know, 16 years old when she's dating men and you know, feeling herself and wanting to be, have relations with men and had relations with men, became 25, 30 years old. Maybe even some of them even have kids. What makes them turn and want to be a man? Don't want anything to do with men anymore, but want to be the man in a relationship with another woman. How does that work? What happened? What did you drink? What did you eat to make you feel this way? I mean, you know, now in America, the Food and Drug Administration are, you know, they say that last year, 2015, the Food and Drug Administration approved 45 new drugs. And out of these, and from the 45 new drugs, all of them had new ingredients that had never been used on mankind, on people. But they approved 45 drugs with the ingredients, excuse me, that had never been used with people. Now, I mean, we got drugs for everything. We got a pill for everything. Anything that's ailing you, you got a bad elbow, we got a pill for it. You know, you got a bad back, we got a pill for it. You know, you can't get it up, we got a pill for it. Can't get it down, we got a pill for it. You know, we got a pill for everything. And it wasn't like this back in the day. Now all of a sudden people coming up with all kind of pills with all kind of ingredients. Ingredients that have never been used before in humans, in people. And when you see these pills and stuff, and you see these commercials on TV with these drugs, and then they, you know, now they have to say what the side effects are of these drugs. And if you listen to these commercials, these drug commercials about, what different things to use if you're having this problem, the side effects are outrageous. You know, and you know, who wants, you know, if you see blood in your urine, stop taking it and contact your doctor immediately. Hell yeah, I'm gonna stop taking it, call my doctor immediately. I see blood in my urine. I hadn't seen blood in my urine before, but all of a sudden now I'm starting to take these pills that supposedly help my bad elbow, and now I got blood in my urine. And that's because something that was in there, in those pills, don't agree with your body. So think of this. How about what if these straight men or straight women start taking some kind of pill to fix whatever's ailing them. And whoa, all of a sudden, now in a while after taking these pills, now they starting to feel like they, you know, I don't want this woman no more. I ain't really with this woman no more. I don't really want to sleep with her anymore. I got to make all these excuses not to come see her, not to be with her. You know, she wanna get in bed with me, but I'm not feeling it. So I'm gonna make up something. I'm not feeling good today. My stomach not doing good. I can't do it. I'm going home. I'm sorry, babe. I just can't do it tonight. And now they want to be with another man. Over time, from taking these pills that you don't know what the hell's in it, now you want to be with a man. Something happens within your body now that you want to be with a man. So, you know, I'm blaming that kind of stuff on some of these drugs that are now in our society. And so what's the mindset? What's the between the ears that makes these men or these women want to become women or become men? I don't know. But again, if you're listening to the show and you have this gay or lesbian lifestyle, that's your thing. You do your thing. But like I said at the beginning of the show, I don't want it around me or my family. You know, my wife say I'm a homophobe. Well, yeah, I am. I'm a homophobe. I have a phobia for snakes. I have a phobia for gays. Ah, lesbian. I'm all right with a lesbian. She's all right with me. I don't want her around my girls. But I can deal with being around a lesbian. Okay? Now, I don't want to be around no lesbian that's with my wife. I don't want that. How do we start to, as straight men, how do we get away, or how do we know that these other men out there are straight just like we are? We don't. And then there are men out there who are dressing like women, starting to take all these pills. Like I said, taking all these pills that changes, to make the chemicals in their body do different things, do things that women chemicals do, make them develop breasts, and some of them, there's no lie, some of these men who dress like women and want to be women look better than some of these women out here. So, men, you have to be very, very careful. If you're a single man, you have to be very, very careful of the woman or the man that you're dealing with. Because it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell the men from the women now. Or it's hard to tell the women from the men now. I saw a butch the other day I call lesbian women butches. I saw a butch the other day, and walking behind that butch, you couldn't tell. Well, I thought it was a man. Damn it, they had the, you know, the pants sagging and the, you know, the walk like a man. I didn't know it was a butch until I got beside it and looked at it. Now, once I looked at it, I knew then that's a butch. And I don't know what make women want to be men. I don't know what make women want to, you know, put all these tattoos on and put on these bras that, you know, suppress their breasts so that you can't tell if they got breasts. Or they don't, they want you to think that they don't have breasts. They want to be the man in this situation. How did these two women in bed together satisfy each other? I know they got toys and stuff like that to take care of themselves. But you got two women in the bed together. How does both these women get pleasure? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And again, I got a couple of minutes left in the show, but again, to each his own. You do what you want to do. That's your prerogative, so to speak. You're allowed to do that. Nowadays, you're allowed to do that. Back in my day, sisters and butches were frowned upon in every step they took. But now, it's okay. Right? Now it's okay. Men. My men out there listening to the show, y'all got to be careful. Please be careful. Because these men out here who are disguising themselves or dressing themselves as women and want to be women, man, there's no way. There's no way. So take care of yourselves, guys. Watch out. Be careful. Be careful. Hey, before I go, I wanted to say that there's, you know, I know you guys heard about the Sarah Bland case in Texas. Excuse me, where this young black lady that was pulled over. This was last year, sometime last summer or whatever. She was pulled over in her car, and the police officer wanted her to put her cigarette out, and all of a sudden she, you know, they got an altercation. She went to jail. She died 3 days later in jail. Y'all remember that story? Well, they found the no wrongdoing in the case, right? As far as the jail and the police department or whatever in Texas was concerned. But on Wednesday, well, on yesterday, and you'll probably hear about it today, but on yesterday, the grand jury indicted this police officer. They charged him with perjury. So he lied to the grand jury. So we'll see what happens from this case. I'm trying to research it now and see what in the world is going on, but I heard about it on yesterday, last night, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to research it a little bit, and I may bring you that story in the next few days. But the grand jury did indict him on yesterday for perjury. So we haven't heard the last of this police officer in Texas that arrested that Sarah Bland and she died in jail. So I always say that, you know, God has his hand in everything. And this guy, since he's been indicted by the grand jury for perjury, now we may see him go to jail for a while, and he's gonna get his, and you know, that's pretty much all I have to say about that. Again, I have to research it a little bit and kind of, you know, find out what's going on with the story, and you know, and we'll go from there. But I will research it, and I will try to bring that story to you guys, you know, as soon as I can. Let's see. Tomorrow is Friday, so it's Free Fall Friday. For you guys, y'all can call in and talk about whatever you want. Since I have a full house here today, I want to let you guys know that tomorrow, please listen to the show and please call in, and you can talk about whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Fall Friday. And so call in and talk about whatever you want. I know a lot of people would like to be on the air, and this is your chance. Well, I give you the chance every day, but this is your show. This is your chance to get on the show and talk about whatever you want. I don't care what it is. Now, my sports guys out there, and I got a few seconds left in the show. My sports guys out there, I was just disappointed last night to hear that Tampa Bay fired their coach, Lovie Smith. I was very, surprised to hear that when this guy is just now starting to team together and put the pieces in place to make it happen. I want to say this, and you know, I don't care who's listening, but Tampa Bay, y'all making just some dumbass moves down there with your franchise, and you continue to bring men in and out. You bring in a head coach here, 2 years later you bring in another head coach, 2 years later you bring in another head coach. You'll never get continuity within your team. You'll never get your team on the same page if you continue to change things around. If you continue to bring this guy in and bring this guy in, and he changed the offense and he changed the defense and he changed, you'll never have a great team when you're doing things like this. You let go the best thing that probably ever happened in Tampa Bay. And that's all I got to say. Good evening. Take care of yourself, guys. I'll see you tomorrow on the Frank Williams Show. Same time, same place. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. We'll see you. Oh!
Let's make. Yeah. I'm taking the game, the game's mine. Yeah, with the change is my time. Yeah, I'm new to the game, but y'all might wanna say you whack rap, stay light, save the time. I can dance, homie, I don't you tell. Y'all looking at something like a true player. A girl told me that a man that can dance might can possibly get down with the tool in his pants. Now I'm a lady, let me see it vibrate. And when it's over, you ain't gonna need your bow. Cause I'm a pro,